Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of Ericsson, ticker symbol ERIC, a global leader in telecommunications equipment and services. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're going to cover everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you never miss an update. Let's get started. All right, let's set the stage. Ericsson, formerly known as Telefon Aktiebolaget L.M. Ericsson, is a Swedish multinational that's been around since 1876. They're a powerhouse in the telecom industry, providing communication infrastructure, software, and services to network operators worldwide. Think 5G, cloud solutions, and network equipment. This company is at the heart of the global connectivity revolution. Today, we're going to break down their business, analyze their financial health, and see if the stock is a buy, hold, or sell in today's market. Ready? Let's dive in. First up, let's talk about who Ericsson really is. Headquartered in Stockholm, Sweden, Ericsson operates in over 180 countries and employs around 92,866 people as of the latest data. Their mission? To enable communication service providers to capture the full value of connectivity. They're a key player in the 5G rollout, offering hardware, software, and services that power modern telecom networks. Their business is split into several segments, including networks, cloud software and services, and enterprise. They're not just a hardware company, they're deeply embedded in software and managed services too. With a market cap of around $34.8 billion and a stock price hovering at $10.43, Ericsson is a significant player in the tech sector, specifically in communication equipment. But how are they performing, and what does the future hold? Let's move into the numbers. Let's break down Ericsson's revenue streams to see where their money is coming from. In 2024, Ericsson reported total revenue of approximately 259.4 billion SEK. When we look at their product segmentation, hardware contributed about 93.5 billion SEK, services brought in 97.7 billion CK, and software added 56.6 billion CK. This shows a balanced mix, with services and hardware leading the charge, reflecting their dual focus on equipment and ongoing support for telecom operators. Geographically, the United States is their biggest market, generating a whopping 98.3 billion SEK in 2024, followed by North America broadly at 72.9 billion CK. Europe and Latin America combined for 63.4 billion CK, while Southeast Asia, Oceania, and India contributed 32.4 billion SEK. Interestingly, China, once a major market, only accounted for 10.2 billion SEK, likely due to geopolitical tensions and reduced access to certain markets. This geographic diversity helps mitigate risks, but it also highlights vulnerabilities in specific regions. What stands out to me is their heavy reliance on the US market. Any slowdown there could hit them hard. Let's see if their earnings paint a similar picture. Now, let's talk earnings. For the full year 2024, Ericsson reported a net income of just 20.9 million CK, a sharp drop from previous years, with an EPS of basically 0.01 CK. Compare that to 2023, where they posted a massive loss of 25.1 billion CK, or negative 7.53 CK per share. Looking further back, 2022 was much stronger with a net income of 18.9 billion CK and an EPS of 5.68. The volatility here is striking. Ericsson seems to be struggling to maintain consistent profitability. Their gross profit margin for 2024 was a respectable 47.1%, but the net profit margin is a meager 0.1%, showing that while they're generating revenue, a lot of it is getting eaten up by costs. Management has been vocal about cost cutting, which we'll touch on later, but these numbers suggest there's still a long road ahead. Let's dig deeper into what was said during their latest earnings call. Looking at the Q4 2025 earnings call transcript summary, well, unfortunately, I don't have the detailed summary available for Q2 2025 or the latest Q4 call beyond the headline. However, recent news and announcements from January 2026 indicate that CEO Börje Ekholm is pushing forward with significant job cuts, including around 1,600 positions in Sweden, as part of a broader cost reduction strategy. This aligns with comments from Ekholm reported by Reuters, where he emphasized the need to continue shedding jobs to boost competitiveness. The focus seems to be on streamlining operations to improve margins, especially in a challenging telecom equipment market. Without the full transcript, we can't dive into specific guidance, but the messaging is clear. Cost control is priority number one. Let's see how this ties into their broader financial health. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of Ericsson's financial statements. Starting with the balance sheet for 2024, they reported total assets of 292.4 billion CK, down slightly from 297 billion in 2023. Cash and cash equivalents stand at 43.9 billion CK, which provides some liquidity but isn't overly robust given their total current liabilities of 131.9 billion CK. Their debt-to-equity ratio is 0.43, which isn't alarming but does indicate moderate leverage. Total stockholders' equity is 94.3 billion SEK, a slight decrease from 98.7 billion in 2023, reflecting some erosion in value after those tough earnings years. On the income statement side, revenue for 2024 was 259.4 billion SEK, up from 249.8 billion in 2023, which is a positive sign of top-line growth. However, operating income dropped to 9.4 billion SEK from 17 billion in 2023, showing that profitability is under pressure. Free cash flow for 2024 was a strong 42.6 billion SEK, a huge improvement from just 3.9 billion in 2023, suggesting better cash generation despite net income challenges. Key metrics like ROE at 26.5% are decent, but ROIC at 12.6% indicates they're not generating as much return on invested capital as investors might hope for in the tech sector. Overall, the financials show a mixed bag. Revenue growth is there, but profitability and efficiency need work. Let's see what this means for valuation. Now let's talk valuation. Ericsson's current price-to-earnings ratio for trailing 12 months is around 12.9, which seems reasonable for a tech company in the communication equipment space. However, their price-to-sales ratio is 1.32, a bit on the higher side given the thin profit margins. Looking at forward PE estimates, for 2025, analysts peg it at around 11.73, with a range between 9.88 and 13.75, suggesting the market expects some earnings recovery. By 2026, the forward PE rises to 15.47, indicating optimism for longer-term growth. Compared to the industry average PE of 93.4, Ericsson looks undervalued, but we have to consider the sector's high-growth players skewing that number. Their dividend yield is around 3%, which is attractive for income investors, especially at a share price of $10.43. Enterprise value is 317.2 billion SEK, reflecting a significant premium over market cap due to debt. Is this stock cheap, or is there a reason for the low multiples? Let's break it down further with a SWOT analysis. Let's take a strategic look at Ericsson through a SWOT analysis. Strengths. Ericsson's biggest strength is its leadership in 5G technology. They're a go-to provider for telecom operators globally, especially in North America, where they dominate revenue. Their diversified portfolio across hardware, software, and services also provides stability, and their strong free cash flow generation, 42.6 billion CK in 2024, shows they can fund innovation and weather downturns. Weaknesses. On the flip side, profitability is a major concern. Net profit margins are razor thin at 0.1%, and recent years have shown wild swings in net income, including a massive loss in 2023. Their heavy reliance on the U.S. market also poses a risk if demand slows or geopolitical issues arise. Opportunities. The global 5G rollout is far from over, and Ericsson is well positioned to capitalize on this trend, especially in emerging markets like India, which contributed 15.2 billion CK in 2024. Partnerships in enterprise solutions and cloud services could also open new revenue streams as businesses digitize. Threats. Competition is fierce. Think Nokia and Huawei, the latter of which faces restrictions in some markets, potentially benefiting Ericsson, but also intensifying price wars. Geopolitical tensions, especially in China, where revenue is down, are a headwind. Plus, ongoing cost-cutting, like the 1,600 job cuts in Sweden announced in January 2026, could impact morale and innovation if not managed carefully. Overall, Ericsson has a strong foundation, but faces execution risks. Let's see how the stock has been performing recently. Looking at Ericsson's recent stock performance, the numbers are pretty impressive. Over the past week, the stock is up 10.2%, and over the last month, it's gained 7.75%. Zooming out, the three-month performance is also up 10.2%, and over 6 months, it's surged 36.34%. For the past year, Eric has returned 17.9%, which is solid, though over 5 years, it's down 14.72%, reflecting some long-term challenges. Compared to the communication equipment industry, which is up 84.12% over 1 year and 108.28% over 5 years, Ericsson is lagging behind its peers. On the chart, we can see a strong uptrend in the short term, likely driven by optimism around 5G and cost-cutting news. However, the long-term underperformance raises questions about whether this rally is sustainable. For short-term traders, the momentum suggests a potential continuation if volume holds, but I'd watch for resistance around recent highs. Let's dig into the intrinsic value to see if the price makes sense. Now let's calculate Ericsson's intrinsic value to see if the stock is over or undervalued. I'm using a discounted cash flow model for this analysis, factoring in their free cash flow of 42.6 billion CK in 2024 as a starting point. Assuming a conservative growth rate of 3% annually for the next 5 years, given the telecom industry's maturity but 5G tailwinds, and a discount rate of 8% to account for risk, we can project future cash flows. Terminal value will be based on a perpetuity growth rate of 2%. I've also considered their current debt levels and cash on hand to adjust for enterprise value. Let's crunch the numbers and see what we get. After running the numbers, I estimate Ericsson's intrinsic value per share to be around $12.50. At the current price of $10.43, this suggests the stock is undervalued by about 20%. This aligns with the low trailing PE of 12.9 and forward PE estimates, indicating the market may be underpricing Ericsson's potential, especially if they can improve margins through cost-cutting and capitalize on 5G growth. However, my model assumes stable growth, and any hiccups in execution or market demand could lower this value. For long-term investors, this looks like a potential bargain, but caution is warranted given past volatility. Let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. So what's the verdict on Ericsson? Honestly, it's a mixed bag. On one hand, they're a leader in 5G with a strong global presence and recent stock momentum. Their intrinsic value suggests the stock is undervalued, and a 3% dividend yield adds appeal for income investors. On the other hand, profitability issues, reliance on the U.S. market, and fierce competition are real risks. My take? If you're a long-term investor with a stomach for volatility, Ericsson could be a solid addition at this price, especially if they execute on cost reductions and sustain 5G momentum. For short-term traders, the upward trend looks promising, but I'd set tight stop losses given the stock's history. That's all for today's analysis. What do you think about Ericsson? Are you buying, holding, or selling? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And if you found this video helpful, give it a thumbs up and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.